It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Carey on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's 1 hour left of the KSL's Unrivaled. Yes, you just heard the Players Club. Jaron Hall came on with us, and it's rivalry for this Utah game on Saturday. Plus, on top of it, how BYU performed against Arizona down in Las Vegas last weekend. You can download the podcast wherever podcasts are found. Just go to KSL's Unrivaled. Just search out KSL's Unrivaled. Download the KSL Sports app, and you can find it. We're going to jump right in here to our 8:05 cut. We've got so many things to talk about, and right off the bat here, we're going to talk about some more movement on the front of college football and the realignment stuff. It's not just realignment, but it's conference affiliation. It's right here. It's all with the 8:05 cut. Let's do it.
The cut at 8:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Struggling with ED? Sick of pills? Visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for a free offer. Scott, the first thing I wanted to bring up with the cut is two things. One, we saw tonight another report. It's all just reports right now. That the Big 12 is indeed.
You know why they leak stuff, don't
looking
you?
Looking at who?
Why this stuff? Do you understand?
So yeah, it leaked. A source leaked that it looks like.
No, because what they want to do is they want to throw it out there and not really own it.
Right. And then kind of see what.
And
happens.
Then they just want to see what's going to happen. And then they want to look at, okay, there's where we need to like have an answer for this, or we have to clean this up or whatever. So it's almost like a soft opening.
So two things. They're all the grand openings next week for BYU into the Pac-12.
Right, yeah.
So
the Big 12.
This is I will say this. When we asked Jaron about it and he goes, "I honestly have no clue what's going on with the whole Big 12 thing." This could affect them as of next year.
Immediately.
BYU is one of these teams that because of independence, think about how insane that is, Scott. That because of independence, they're able to be in the spot to go, "Yeah, we'll join the conference right now." And that's with Texas and Oklahoma still members of that conference, which is exactly when you want to still be playing with those guys. So
now I think you'd want to not have them there.
Well, I just think that it'd be fun the next couple of years.
Imagine BYU goes into that conference, and they have a legitimate shot of winning the conference.
But then it's smoked by those two guys.
Well,
no, if
Texas and Oklahoma are no longer there.
Well, BYU is actually 6-1 against
Texas and Oklahoma. Yes.
So, no, but what I was going to say was that the reports are that, yes, UCF, yes, Houston, yes, Cincinnati, and likely BYU. The AAC teams, which are UCF, Cincinnati, and Houston, are all going to have to either buy out their time to get out early from under the AAC contract, or they have to wait the 27 months, which is exactly what they're probably going to have to do unless they're going to pay it out. And the AAC is going to blow up. Their flagship members are there. So then
you're just going to have Boise State's going to move up to the AAC.
You think they will?
Yeah.
Well, I just think the conference has nothing now. The Mountain
West. I don't
know
that they had anything to start with.
Well, those four teams, those three teams, UCF, Houston, and Cincinnati, are all very decent.
Cincinnati's pretty legitimate this year.
They're number 7 right now in the country. On the basketball side of things, all of those teams are KenPom like top 30 teams. So they're legitimate contenders when it comes to being very, very good teams. So you have the Big 12 thing that looks like it's moving through, just like we had thought, and hopefully keep your fingers crossed it will happen. Now the Pac-12, this alliance between the Pac-12, Big 12, ACC. There's some movement on that with Pac-12 Commissioner George Kliavkov, who has said that they will likely have an 8-team conference schedule, which is what, you know, we're
look, which aligns with everyone else.
Everybody else.
Yes.
And then you will have those, that alliance will bring you an ACC team that you play with.
Non-conference.
Non-conference. And a Big Ten team that you play with if you're in the Pac-12.
Every year.
And then you have two games to kind of just do what you'd please with.
Here, imagine this, okay? Because this is real exciting.
That's
actually
great.
To me. It also says, hey, we want to respect traditional rivalry. So if you're USC, the Notre Dame rivalry, that's really cool. If you're Utah, the Utah-BYU rivalry, even though it's considered the in-state game by some people, it's still a rivalry. So imagine your schedule like this if you're Utah. You have Northern Illinois as your home opener. Then you have BYU in the Big 12. You have Michigan in the Big Ten. And you have Clemson.
Florida. Well, they've already got Florida. Florida signed up on the SEC side. That's the SEC. Sorry. I'm sorry.
No. Okay. Then you go Florida, BYU.
Clemson.
And Ohio State.
Right.
As your non-conference. I mean, that's legitimately what you could have.
That sounds a little bit scarier, doesn't it?
Well, no, but it's exciting.
Yeah. I mean,
because – and if you have an expanded playoff, you go, okay, well, we lost all these games or we lost two or three of them. You go still win your conference, and you still get in the playoffs, and you've got an amazing schedule. People need to get past. You don't have to be undefeated to get into the college football playoffs if you expand it. And that way, just get better teams playing each other all year long.
With Utah, then if that's the case, and I think BYU would probably be similar in the new Big 12. They'd probably be an 8-team schedule, and then they'd figure out the other four. Would those two extra games, would that just be more excuse for Utah to go, yeah, we don't really have time for you on our schedule. We'll play that Northern Illinois game, but we have a couple of Big Ten teams. I'm sorry. Do you think that BYU-Utah game will continue past the current setup, which is to go through 2030? I feel like it just needs bigger people to make the decision to go, yes, this rivalry is important.
Assuming BYU's in the Big 12, I think it makes this rivalry so exciting. It's a massively exciting game, and from the standpoint of, it just takes on a national presence. It takes on like, hey, this, you know, College Game Day might show up, and you get this interest that you've never had ever, and I love that, and I've said this for years, and part of it, and I don't want to sound the wrong way, but it's just so true. I've lived in other parts of the country where football was a big deal for more than one school in a state.
Sure.
And it's very cool when that happens. And everyone benefits from that. And so this is just another example to me of how exciting this could be for fans when you have two Power Five schools and you have these conferences that are working together to figure out schedules, they're getting it right. They really are. They're figuring out that this is what people want. This is better for everyone. All this does is it makes college football so much more interesting to everyone across the entire country. And it's a nice play to kind of pull a little bit of that power grab that the SEC is trying to do.
This sounds really exciting. I'm trying not to get too excited about the Big 12 thing because it hasn't happened yet. But the words that were used in this was a rubber stamp for these four institutions. It's just going to be one of those things. And not only that, BYU can start up immediately. And you've seen all week, like Mike Gundy says, look, BYU is one of the most respected teams in the country. That logo is more important than half of the Power Five logos across the country. Those are the words of a guy who's already conceded the fact that this is a new team in his conference and he's going to have to start, you know, saying nice things for the conference sake. And I think
he's saying this stuff because it's like we won't have a conference if we don't say
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
Everyone has to play so nice.
But on
that's
top
what
of it,
the rubber stamp thing is like. Look,
but on top of it, it's true, though.
If you guys don't show up, we're dead.
If BYU's in that conference, it legitimizes it even more. UCF having that team in there, a Cincinnati team that's good, that helps. Houston is up and down. And you know what? When they're up, they're really good. It's just going to improve their recruiting. They're going to be able to take a piece of that recruiting pie again in Texas. Let's take the break here. We'll come back. We're bucked up here at Farmington Station. Easy to find because it's right in the middle, right plumb middle of a Farmington Station. But in the middle, but all of that aside, we've got the giant RV from the Tour de Fans out here in front from General RV. So you can come out, say hi to Scott, high-five him. If you're in a young women's group, you can get his autograph. There's been a scavenger hunt that we've been
scavenger hunters
unwittingly we're a part of, but you know we're willing to participate. So come on down. Get yourself the freebies. They've got shaker cups, blue or red. You can get yourself the blue or red ones. Freebies for you, the first 25 to show up for blue or red. You can get one. So come on down and hang out with us. We're going to come back. Sam Farnsworth from KSL5 Television is going to join us next. We're going to break down some of the things you've already talked about and much more. Stay with us on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.